Here is God's direction as to how you may experience revival. Now, I know that passage is familiar. I know some of you may be tempted to turn aside with the thought, well, I've heard 2 Chronicles 7:14 before. But I urge you to concentrate your attention upon it. It is God's instruction. It's God telling you personally how you may have renewal in your heart. What is revival? A definition should be noted for what it does not include as much as for what it does include. For instance, revival is not an evangelistic harvest, nor increased church attendance, nor a series of preaching service, nor even new enthusiasm in believers. Those things may be the results of revival, but they are not revival. Revival is when the mind of the people of God delights to think of Him, when the hearts of the people of God are devoted in fervent love to Him, and when the will of the people of God is fully surrendered to Him. Revival is when the inmost being of man is totally available to and in agreement with God. A man came to my office to counsel about spiritual matters. He confessed, "I know I need revival in my life. I've tried to get a revived spirit, but somehow I'm not able to do it. Just how can a person be renewed?" Now that question is fitting and of great importance. I will seek to answer it and help you move along the way to revival. Here is God's direction as to how you may experience revival. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, I know that passage is familiar. I know some of you may be tempted to turn aside with the thought, well, I've heard 2 Chronicles 7:14 before. But I urge you to concentrate your attention upon it. It is God's instruction. It's God telling you personally how you may have renewal in your heart. The revival God promised in 2 Chronicles 7:14 is available in times of great need. The preceding verses of that chapter speak of the possibility of heaven being shut up, of pests destroying the land and pestilence plaguing the people. It is in such dire circumstances that God promises to give revival. It sounds almost too good to be true, doesn't it? But God's way to revival, expressed in 2 Chronicles 7:14, contains seven elements. He calls upon His people to do four things. First, humble themselves. Second, pray. Third, seek God's face. Four, turn from their wicked ways. And in response, God promises to do three things. First, to hear from heaven. Second, to forgive their sin. And third, to heal their land. So ready is He to give revival that He promises, "Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Let us examine God's roadmap to revival in order that we may travel that way. First, humility. Revival always begins with God's people bowing before Him, willing for Him to minister in their lives with cleansing and renewing grace. That is why the Lord's first requirement is that we humble ourselves. "For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." A greater call to humility could not be issued. Whom does God receive and revive? He answers, the humble, the contrite one. You can experience revival in your soul if you are humble before Him. Humility before God is a grace everywhere enjoined in Holy Scripture. James 4:10 carries both admonition and promise, saying, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up." 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6 warn, "God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time." On two different occasions, Jesus said, "Whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Humility is that attitude of spirit which bows before God and says, "Father, I know your way is best. Do in me whatever needs to be done that I may walk in your way and be an agent in the kingdom of God to your glory." That is the first step on the road to revival. The second step is prayer, for prayer is also prerequisite to revival. There can no more be revival without prayer than there can be life without breath. So the second step toward revival is fervent supplication before God. The psalmist set an example for us with his prayer, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" The petition indicates confidence that revival is possible, even on the way. The prophet Habakkuk also reveals a heart moved to prayer for revival by saying, "O Lord, I heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy." Follow those examples in your prayers for revival. How can one be sure that prayer for revival is effective? Well, pray with 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 in mind. "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." Does God want to give revival? Of course he does. Then pray with full confidence that he will answer your prayer for revival. Third, seek. What is the blessing sought in revival? It is the blessing of personal fellowship with God. We must seek him, not what he gives. It is not enough just to have his blessings. Nothing will substitute for himself. Therefore, the Lord said we should seek his face as the third step toward real revival. To seek God's faith means to seek his presence, to be satisfied with nothing less than participation in his favor, to have assurance of his pleasure upon us. Underscore that term, seek. It suggests earnest desire and diligent effort. God's face is not easily seen by carnal man. Jesus said only the pure in heart would see God. But the earnestness required in seeking the face of God is indicated by his words through the prophet Jeremiah. "And you shall seek me and find me," God said, "when you shall search for me with all your heart." But be encouraged by the words of Jesus. He said, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth." Repentance is the fourth step on the way to revival. God calls for repentance with the words, "Turn from their wicked way." To repent means to turn. Listen to the prophet Isaiah. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." God will fill the person who has emptied himself of all sin. Remember to put away things that displease God. Keep away things that distract from him, and give away yourself in surrender to him, and revival will follow repentance. What will happen if we humble ourselves and pray, seek the face of God, and turn from any wicked way? God replies, "Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." God is ready today to send revival into your heart. Meet his requirements now, and you will know his blessings now.